It was a tool widely used by researchers, watchdog organizations, and journalists to monitor social media posts, notably to track how misinformation spreads on its platforms. The shutdown was protested by researchers and nonprofits. Dozens of groups, including the Center for Democracy and Technology, the Digital Forensic Research Lab at the Atlantic Council, and Human Rights Watch, sent a letter to the company asking that it keep CrowdTangle running through at least January so it would be available through the U.S. presidential elections. Jeremy House reporting.